here as we close out?
Well, it would be hard to pick any one, because I hear from scores of people, and in many cases, the ones that impress me the most are the ones who are the quietest about it. They've got the backyard that's producing probably half their annual food intake. And it's not a big deal. They've been doing it since 1974. Or they've been doing it since 1996 or what have you. And they're not doing anything out of the ordinary, except that they're doing it and a lot of other people are talking about it. Or the person who spends his time building solar water heaters in the batch style, making just these beautiful things. We'll make them, sell one, make another one, sell it, and this kind of thing. That's lovely. And it's making a real contribution. There are a lot of people all over the place who are doing interesting things with old-fashioned crafts, with the food growing preparation, preservation, with energy. People who are looking at their house. Every year they're going, okay, what am I going to do this year to decrease my energy footprint from this house? Because you can bring it in stages. And people who do, every single year, they're making their lives less of a burden to the planet. It's not that hard. But it's the ones who actually do the thing who are the ones that matter.
You have been listening to The Extra Environmentalist. You can find our extensive audio archive of podcasts, radio broadcasts, blog articles, videos, and much more at www.extraenvironmentalist.com. We're also on Facebook if you search for Extra Environmentalist, and Twitter at @xenvironmental. We welcome all voicemails and feedback through our online contact information. You can find on our website, but also you can shoot us an email directly at podcast@extraenvironmentalist.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on our next episode.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever, news, sports, and entertainment.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. Now, if you're wondering what happened to your regular programming, there has been a time adjustment, and Asian Wave 101 will now be filling the Wednesday 4 to 5 slot. If it's your first time hearing this show, welcome. Do stick around and enjoy the music. If you've listened to this show before and have stumbled on it today by chance, keep in mind this is the new time for the foreseeable future. First off, a happy September, everyone. For many of us, it means back to school, and today just happened to be the first day of classes here at the University of British Columbia. For that, I have chosen a very special song. I've played it before, but I figure I'd play it again because it's so fitting. It's by Taiwanese singer-songwriter Yan Jue, known by his stage name Yan Jay. It's a song off his fourth studio album, Love Times Pi. The song is called Bie Sheng, which means graduate. The song's lyrics describe what us students will face once this year ends. The lyrics go roughly around 我是毕业生,我告别了一些人, which translates to I have graduated, or I am a graduate, and I have done better than some people. The Mandelpop anthem of post-secondary students everywhere, Yan Jay, graduate, coming right up.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
Shall 的毕业典礼，天下没有不散的宴席，谁说不该开心？身份从新生到毕业生，现在让我继承。今年寒窗苦读，总有些事埋在我心神。上学时不读书，都靠着媳妇熬上坡的精神。从今以后就自由在我的梦想进程。外面的世界多狂妄，会有我的位置。就算撞得头破血流，也是磨练本事。坚持不用解释，我是毕业生。香槟，倾听我的朋友，我唱着所有束缚，勇闯我的梦想。没有人限制一个人，谁能有几个梦想？我想做的事，我想做的路，我想做自己的大事，走自己想走的路。我不怕孤独，我不怕辛苦，享受孤独的人会发誓，裤裆总是不最伟大的目标，总是有最离谱的距离，但我不畏惧。从今以后，我要大声告诉全世界，我是毕业生。我告别了一些人。而是新的开始，人生就是不断的重新开始，赚到一去的乐趣，旅途一步步停息，这又是些梦想的过程，让我对于收获如此珍惜。
严爵，鹏程万里。
我是毕业生，我告别了一些人，我不期待出社会。
That was Yen Jae's Graduate. I know a lot of us, it feels like it's all going so slow now, but once the new year comes, it'll be like, hey, half done already. Anyway, regardless, you know, education is an opportunity for us to learn and become better ourselves in general. So don't take it for granted. Keep focused, stay concentrated, stay strong. It'll be over soon. And don't forget to check out more of Yen Jae, of course. Moving on to Korea, two girl groups for you. First is Secret with a brand new song off their brand new EP, Secret Summer. The song is called I'm In Love. It's composed by Double Sidekick, who have produced just about every single girl group's comeback in the past 6 months. Still, there's a certain vibe to it. Like, it could be heard at a cabaret show, but I'm not exactly an expert on cabaret, so I could be completely off in describing what this song is like. But it's a cool track, though, and I'll let you form your own opinions about it. Secret, I'm In Love, coming up next.
Sometimes I just can't help it. Your touch, your smile, your scent. I'm crazy for your love.
No, 지금 내게 무슨 짓한 거야? 멀쩡했던
That was Secret, I'm in Love, a little different from the conventional girl groups that focus on delivering a cute, innocent charm. Secret are very different from that. They are sassy, they're confident, though they have done their fair share of cutesy songs as well. Interesting fact about Secret, most, if not all, of their singles and albums have been in the top 10 of major charts in Korea, and in an industry as idol-heavy as K-pop, that is very hard to do, so mad props to them. And go and check them out. They're a good group. Next is a girl group known as Fiestar. Their name is playing off the Spanish word fiesta, meaning party. They debuted in 2012 with 6 members, 4 natives of South Korea, 1 Chinese member, and a Korean-American member. They debuted with the song Vista. Prior to that, they made a duet with label mate IU for their label's collaborative album effort. Recently, Korean-American member Cheska left the group, and the group made a comeback as 5 members without replacing member Cheska. Today, that song is their comeback song, called Hanato, meaning one more, and it's very different from what they've done in the past, especially with the music video. It was a very sudden and quick transition song for them from the lovable, cute style into sexy. It's been met with mixed reactions, but that is expected these days, as people just don't seem to like it when Korean girl groups do this, but it doesn't take away from the song. It's well produced, and the girls sound good singing it, so Fiestar coming right up for ya.
Yeah. 面瑟瑟地在燃烧。
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh, isn't there
anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Did you know that the UBC Bookstore collects food for the AMS Food Bank? If you would like to contribute, please bring your non-perishable food items to the bookstore and drop them off in the box near the front cash area. For more information, check out ams.ubc.ca under services.
We are back, and right before the break, we heard Fiestar One More, something a little more adventurous for the group. The lyrics were a little suggestive, but not explicit. It involves going from sunrise to nightfall, and at one time asked the question, why are you already knocked out? You can tell where this is going. They're doing good with this song, and I'm eager to see what they bring in the future. So, you know what? Keep supporting them. You know, this is just... I think this is really just a phase. This is just them developing as an artist. They can't stay, you know, as bashful teenage girls forever. The next song is a Mandarin ballad, and it's by Taiwan's Hebe Tian, member of girls group SHE. The song is called Miao Xiao, meaning insignificance or insignificant, off her album of the same title and released in late 2013. The song is actually... it's actually a little bit dark. It describes moments of darkness in an imperfect world, like how the most innocent children live in poverty, how small we are when we doubt ourselves. But it's during darkness when the brightest stars, the brightest lights can be seen. And at the end, she sings about how everything will get better and that everyone should be thankful and sorry. I think that's something that everyone can understand. The world is not perfect. There will be times when we feel... that we're lost, times when we feel what we do has no meaning, but tomorrow is a new beginning. Be thankful for the chances you get and be sorry for not believing you can succeed. That's coming up next, Hebe Tian, Insignificance on Asian Wave 101.
纯洁的孩子如何走
That was Hebe Tian with Insignificance, another exemplary Mandopop ballad spreading positivity and a good message in a different way. Take some time and think on what she sang about and mull it over a little bit. Check out the rest of her album as well. There are some more great songs, not just ballads, though I have to say that Hebe and other Mandopop artists really shine when they sing these ballads. Next up, though, we have G-Dragon, the leader of Korean boy band Big Bang, with a song from his first solo album, Heartbreaker, the song called Heartbreaker. This song is one of his biggest hits as a solo artist. It's very electro in sound, and he opted for a more rap-sing method of delivery for the song. G-Dragon actually got into some trouble with the song because someone said it was plagiarizing Flo Rida's Right Round. And that was a statement made by Sony Music, which manages Flo Rida and holds the rights to that song, Right Round. After some back and forth between Sony and GD's label YG, Flo Rida was contacted and he himself said he heard no similarities and between the two songs that they both created, and the two even worked on a new version of the song later. However, the album was still one of the best-selling releases of 2009, and the song topped several music charts. That's coming up next, the very talented G-Dragon with Heartbreaker.
Hey, yo, finally!
Is this what you've been waiting for?
Brand new GD!
I'm all by myself, yeah. But it's so good.
You're my heartbreaker,
DJ!
And watch it!
Yeah. 나도 어디서 꼴리지나 너 하질 쓸만한 건 좋지 않아 너 하나 때문에 망가진 놈 사라진 꿈 불타는 맴 너 위해서라면 내 맘 날려 네가 있는 곳이면 달려 하지만 그때 내게 아니야 또 아니야 넌 내가 싫다고 이유가 뭐냐고 지친 난 네 표정이 모든 걸 말해줘 슬프게 해 그래도 좋다고 기회를 달래도 한 번 돌아서 네 모습 차가운 그 눈빛이 싫어요 No, no.
You're my heartbreaker. 내가 뭘 잘못했는지. You're my heartbreaker. No way, no way. 내가 날 떠나간대도 하늘 정막한다고 자산나 보자고. Lovers and haters. 찌끄 찌끄 찌끄해. 삐끄 삐끄 삐끄해. 내 세상이 삐끄해. No way. 매일 똑같은 문제 넌 내가 변했다 해가 짐스러운 일 다 몰래 상대가 누군지 알고 말해 난 이제 out of control 혼자서 계속 미토 그 자리 그곳에서 아니야 또 아니야 넌 내가 싫다고 이유가 뭐냐고 화가 난 네 목소리 모든 걸 보여줘 슬프게 해 그래도 좋다고 기회를 달래도 한 번 돌아서 네 모습 차가운 그 미소가 미워요 자꾸만 뿐이라고 그걸 난 왜 아무렇지 않냐고 Hey 난 이렇게 아프대
G-Dragon's Heartbreaker on Asian Wave 101, only on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It really attests to his abilities as a musician, writing his own lyrics, composing and producing all of his material, working with several different genres of music, and being able to land collaborations with big names in the industry like Skrillex and Diplo. He's created a whole image for himself and he's marketed himself extremely, extremely well. So go check out some more of his solo stuff. Get excited for Big Bang's comeback, which I thought would have been sometime last month after so many reports came up about how they would return to the music industry by the end of August. But in typical YG fashion, I guess, that they'll say it'll be on this date and it'll be released about a year and a half later. Moving on, though, it's that time of the week where we catch up on some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world. It is time for Asian entertainment news. First up, from China, Taiwanese model Lin Zhiling was quote-unquote ambushed by a fan on stage. at an event in Dongguan, China, Taiwanese model actress Lin Zhilin was requested by her fans to pose for 10 photos on stage when a man suddenly rushed to her and opened his arms in an act to hug her. To everyone's surprise, the high EQ model did not appear shocked by his advances, but smiled back at him gracefully instead, and she even took a photo with him on stage afterwards. In a bit of related news, though, the model was spotted holding hands with a man on the streets, but she maintained that they were only good friends. She is still single and will start working hard, but she promised to get attached by next year. Jilin's relationship status has been in the limelight for years now, and it is reported that the 39-year-old even froze her eggs this April for fertility preservation, seemingly preparing for children. News like this is always great to read because it shows how strange some fans can be. It's good that the person who rushed the stage was not intending to do anything to harm Jilin, who deserves props for handling it so well like a true professional, and hopefully fans learn that there are better ways to show love to their favorite stars, and best to Jilin in her search for the one. Next up, Selena, one-third of Taiwanese girl group SHE, is preparing for a solo album. The superstar girl group recently wrapped up their encore concert in Taipei, where they announced that member Selena will be holding a concert soon. Fans also have more to look forward to now, as the singer has declared that she is in the midst of recording her first studio album. Selena revealed that she will be releasing her first solo effort at the end of October and posted on her social media, "I always get a cold whenever it comes to recording periods, and my voice ends up really becoming really nasally in the songs. This time it's even worse." According to reports, she has been coughing for close to 2 months and has tried both Western and Oriental medicine. There was a period of time in which she was worried that there would be long-term effects to her voice, but she has recovered since then. She shared on August 28th, I'm feeling a lot better, then it's time to enter the recording studio. My colleagues hid in the studio to give me a surprise and even gave me these My Melody dolls so that I won't be lonely during recording. How thoughtful. I hope that it will be smooth sailing for now. This really is a long time coming, as all the other members have released solo material. It's good to see that they're still going strong after all these years, and to many more to come. They really paved the way for and changed the perception of girl groups in the Mandarin pop world. All the best to Selena for her upcoming activities. Lastly, a new story from Korea that is really quite tragic, and I was completely shocked when I heard about this. Girls group Ladies Day, it's Ladies Code, member Eunbi has passed away after a terrible car accident. So on September 3rd at around 1:30 a.m. Korea Standard Time, the group was on their way back from an event in Daegu, South Korea, and when the van they were riding in slipped on the wet road as it was raining hard, with reports saying it was due to a back wheel on the van falling off. Eunbi, who it has been confirmed was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle and was declared DOA when she arrived at the hospital. The driver of the van also passed away due to this accident. Two other members, Rize and Sojung, have sustained major injuries and were in critical condition, while the two remaining members, Ashley and Junie, the manager and some staff members, sustained minor injuries. The police have stated that the cause was the slippery road, but will continue to investigate the matter further. And it's even been said that the van they were riding in has been taken to a facility for closer examination. There are still updates coming in. It is reported that Rize underwent 9 hours of surgery due to major head trauma, and Sojung has also completed surgery. A statement from their label says that Rize is currently being monitored and that Sojung is now in a stable state. Another update stated that Rize was moved to an ICU due to a drop in her blood pressure. The final update I have seen states that the manager is being charged with negligent homicide. Now, this piece of news really is, it shocked me in a great many ways, because Eunbi was, she was only 22 when this happened, and honestly, it doesn't matter who you are, but no one who has so much to offer the world deserves to have their life cut short in such a bad way, and And the fact that so many people are injured as well, this entire thing is going to be, it's going to be hard for a lot of them to get over. And regardless, though, everyone, it doesn't matter who you are, how you feel about this group, but definitely, you know, keep her, keep the group, keep Unbi and her group in your thoughts and in your prayers as they all move forward and recover for this together. And with that, that will end our Asian news segment for the week. Please remember to keep the family, friends, and members of Unbi in your thoughts and prayers, and wishing a smooth recovery for all those injured. Stay safe, and we'll be back after the break.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Join us on Chips and Dip every second Thursday afternoon, 1 to 2 p.m. with host Hannah Fazio for the freshest local indie pop tracks and upcoming shows at CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back. For the moment, let's put all the sad thoughts aside for now and just remember to cherish every moment of life we have with all its ups and downs, and just be grateful for everything that we have, because there's no telling, you know, just when it could end. Life is such a fragile thing, and we all need to remember to value it and never take it for granted. So right now, though, there's more music. And next, a girl group from Korea known as SPICA. They are one of the most vocally gifted groups in Korea. Each of their songs really showcases this vocal talent and their emotional delivery. The song from them today is called Painkiller, from a repackaged edition of their debut EP. The lyrics describe a person who has lost someone and can't seem to forget them. The only way to really relieve the pain is to find someone or find some way to see them again. So SPICA, Painkiller, coming up next.
Time will tell.
Spica, one of the most vocally gifted groups of all time, not just active right now, of all time. They recently released an English song for a U.S. debut called I Did It. Feel free to go check that out as well. They have some really solid releases, and it's a shame they don't get more attention. Go check them out, go support them, and it's time for our Canadian Artist of the Week. This week, J-Rise is back with a new track from his brand new mixtape In Timely Fashion. The song is called Stand Out, and it features three very talented artists with him on the track: Jay Park, the Korean-American pop star, Jimmy Boy, and Rob Campman. All of these artists are Asian and have made names for themselves pursuing their craft, and it's incredible what they've accomplished in something that isn't really typically seen as an Asian person's domain. And it's a great collaboration between these great artists. So let's check it out. J-Rise, Jay Park, Jimmy Boy, and Rob Campman, Stand Out. And after, a special track from China's Dance King.
Adrian. Adrian. Swish. Swish. Swish.
J-Rise. It's the J-R-E-Y-E-Z. Everybody want attention, everybody want a handout. VIP section in the club, cause we stand out. She looking in the mirror trying to stand out. If you're hating, we don't care cause we stand out. Stand out, stand out, stand out. Popping bottles, see the click cause we stand out. Stand out, we stand out. You ain't fucking with my click, sit your ass down. Bend it over, girl, damn, I'm distracted. I need to act quick, get back to the rap shit. Shout out to the real woman, yup, you so attractive. Fact is, I ain't really fucking with the ratchets. Let's get it cracking, ambition you lacking. No parentheses, but get in my bracket. The fact isn't that you got a bad image. And you shouldn't play the game if you had a bad scrimmage. All these stank pussy popping ass bitches. With that drink, start to talk and act different. No thirsty, a dope girl, I'm a go-getter. Get yourself a drink, hater, we ain't in no desert. We in the cut, and your lady about to pass out. I'm in the front, and you hating from the background. You catching feelings, and you don't know how to act now. When we in the building, I don't see you sit your ass down. Everybody want attention, everybody want a handout. VIP section in the club, cause we stand out. She looking in the mirror, trying to stand out. If you're hating, we don't care, cause we stand out. Stand out, stand out, stand out. Popping bottles, see the click, cause we stand out. Stand out, stand out.
Ladies need to stand up, haters need to stand down. Center of attention, I ain't even try to stand out. Disappear with your girl, I ain't try to chat now. Take it to the bathroom, you can see me with my pants down. Wanna see a twerk, twerk, girl, get to work, work. Introduce you to my dick, I wanna see a jerk, jerk. Girl, you be killing them, we can call it murk, murk. Bite me when you're bored, just like the Silver Surfer. Yeah, hey, you know we be wildin'. Bottles at the table, you would think we was recycling. Came to get turned up, not for no fight, no. Came to get a girl to spend the rest of the night with. Yeah, and we kicking it like Chumley. Came to get a thrill from the jump, just like Bungie. Make me wanna praise the Lord like it was a Sunday. Models at the table, shit is looking like a runway.
Everybody want attention, everybody want a handout. VIP section in the club, cause we stand out. She looking in the mirror, trying to stand out. If you're hating, we don't care, cause we stand out. Stand out, stand out, stand out, stand out. Popping bottles, see the click, cause we stand out. Stand out, stand out, stand out.
I got 10 more bottles in the VIP. I told the club owner, bitch, we do it B.I.G. I'm pouring out liquor for the R.I.P. You can catch me in your city, you won't need I.G. Whole crew styling, we don't need no thing. And we party like Chance, we don't need no rings. We do champagne showers, we don't need no drinks. And only bad bitches round me, we don't need no skanks. I seen her, she winking, I wink back, she thinking. I ask what she drinking, she say it's a secret. She asked if I'm creeping, I'm like, what's the meaning? Yeah, my place is evening, I'm like, girl, you geeking.
Hell no.
I keep it moving like I'm supposed to.
Going.
Rip the home like I'm supposed to. You spin a dime, yeah. Boy, I blow too.
Yeah.
You know what's, but we don't care to know you.
Touchdown, L.A., yeah. Red Cup Sunday. Bottle of XO, bottle of rosé. These bitches all around me, I'm chilling here posted. They loving how I ride this beat, it sound like I'm coasting. I'm leaning and sipping on that liquor. Told shorty she a tip drip, promise that I tip her. Yeah, I love them strippers, they stare at my two chains. Supporting all the hustles from Spearman and Tootsies. In a M.I.A.M.I. Who throwing all them ones? Oh, it's this guy. Wings on my J's, yeah, I been fly. These thirsty bitches buzzing like a beehive. We linked up, they my angels. Later on, I have them bent in all different angles. If you talking money, then you speak in my lingo. Club turned up as they playing a single.
Everybody want attention, everybody want a handout. VIP section in the club, cause we stand out. She looking in the mirror, trying to stand out.
If you're hating, we don't care, cause we stand out.
Stand out,
stand out,
stand out,
stand out.
Stand out.
Popping bottles, see the click, cause we stand out.
Stand out,
stand out,
stand out,
stand out.
Stand out.
You ain't fucking with my click, sit your ass down.
J-Rise, and right after that was Hangeng, China's Dance King, with the song called Shay Control, meaning Who Control. As usual, you can go and check out J-Rise's YouTube channel and get his new mixtape. It's free online. You especially want to go check out his YouTube channel today because he just put out a new music video for another song off the mixtape. And, you know, check out the other artists on the track as well. Jay Park, Jimmy Boy, and Rob Campman, all great talents. The song from Hangeng is a part of the soundtrack for the fourth Transformers movie, which I heard he made a cameo in. I haven't seen it myself, so I can't be sure. But if you know who Hangeng is and you have seen the film, do tell me. And we're going on to our next track now. She is a Taiwanese singer. Her name is Cindy Wang, with the song off her 10th studio album, The 10th Cindy. The song is called 说不出的味道, which translates to indescribable flavor. And she sings a song about how there are these lingering reminders of a past love, hence the use of the words like taste of happiness and taste of tears. She says that she can't describe these, yet she's certain she knows these from a past lover. It's an interesting analogy, using something as brief as smells and tastes to describe all these small reminders of a person's ex. It really shows how creative Mandarin pop can get when they make these love songs and these ballads. It's a little something to listen to when you're feeling a little bit sad, but I don't know if it's healthy to listen to a song like this right when you just had a breakup, though. But those are just my thoughts. You can have your own thoughts after listening to this song. That's coming up next. Cindy Wang, Indescribable Flavor. That was Cindy Wong's Indescribable Flavor. If you want to hear more of her, you can find all her music videos on YouTube. And of course, you can get her album as well. Again, Mandarin Pop just really does ballads very well. And not to say there aren't other types of songs in Mandopop, but ballads is where Mandopop outshines other genres. The last track I have for you today is by Korean boy band VIX. The song is called Hyde, as in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Hyde. The concept for their song is based off the split personality of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and how one side is evil and the other good. The song is about how a guy has scared and hurt a girl, and is now asking for forgiveness because he wasn't himself when it happened, and he insists that he's not a bad person. So I'll leave you with that. If you have a request for me, email it to me at asianwave101@gmail.com. Stick around right afterwards. It's Arts Report with Sarah, only on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101. Tune in again next week for more music and news. Remember, it's on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Don't forget. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.
New generation is back. Shall we kill them just threat by now? We started from the bottom, but we just do it now, huh? Just follow.
난 숨막기로 말이 됐을게. 너를 떠난다고 했을게. Girl, 지금은 나를 믿어줘.
내 안에 미친 사람이 있어.
Oh, 어떻게 설명해야 할지 다 변명이라 생각하겠지.
I'm gonna go get